DW.
The flight was smooth, everything was on time.
Suzanne from Oxford in the United Kingdom is sat in a trendy cafe in Terminal 3 at Malaga Airport, waiting for her flight home.
We've had a fantastic week with loads of sunshine.
She flew here on one of Europe's budget airlines, which in 2018 offered half a billion cheap flights.
We almost got paid to come.
If booked in advance, one-way tickets to the Mediterranean can cost as little as 10 euros. Overcapacity on key European routes, including to Malaga, means airlines are cutting their already low ticket prices further to fill their planes. Suzanne says she's aware that flying is bad for the environment. But thanks to budget airlines, she's no longer confined to just one foreign trip per year.
I work hard and I need a break sometimes. If there was a way of saving, perhaps I should sail over on a dinghy. I don't know what the answer is to that one.
Some estimates suggest aviation's share of global CO2 emissions is just above 2%, which doesn't seem a lot. But at an individual level, there's no other human activity that emits as much carbon dioxide into the environment over such a short time as aviation. Swedish researchers say the environmental impact of flying is likely much higher once other pollutants are included. And although Suzanne says she recycles her waste and donates to charity, she accepts that these actions don't make up for her flying adventures.
It doesn't offset it. We should be saving everywhere we possibly can. We're not being good at the moment. We're running out of time. Things are going to be forced upon us, I think.
Despite so many global efforts to tackle climate change, limited controls on the growth of flying worldwide has allowed an addiction to bargain flights to take hold. But now the European consumers are hooked, Suzanne doesn't think higher ticket prices will reduce demand.
That's the big problem, isn't it? We all want what we want and we've got our lifestyles. There's a lot of things that the prices could be higher and it wouldn't stop people doing them. Everybody needs to become more aware. We can all do a bit more, I think.
Holidaymakers aren't the only budget airline addicts. Southern Spain's Andalusia region benefits hugely from the income generated by mass tourism. The tourism industry is one of the main employment drivers in a country where joblessness is stubbornly high at 15%. Budget carriers insist they've turned the holiday season from just the summer to all year round and say their planes are more fuel efficient than ever. Calling for limits on the number of low-cost flights sits uneasily with Spain's Green Party, ECO, which has three seats in the Madrid lower parliament. Party spokesperson Carmen Molina Cañadas says nonetheless the budget airline sector has to be tackled.
El impacto sobre el medio ambiente y la aviación low cost.
Reconciling the environmental impact of low-cost aviation is really tricky because it's such an unsustainable mode of transport. Together with the mass tourism industry, and I mean the drunkenness and hedonism that these cheap flights bring, there's a huge cost and few benefits for our community. The whole future of the low-cost aviation sector has to be questioned. Tackling fuel efficiencies and reducing the weight of planes isn't enough. We know we must reduce CO2 emissions quickly, so increasing this type of transport won't help.
ECO has called for Spain and other European countries to invest more in their rail infrastructure to allow more long-distance train travel and additional duties to be levied on budget carriers.
Hacemos campañas para promover como alternativa.
We should think about increasing taxes depending on the pollution and the CO2 emissions that this tourism model causes. The same has happened with other industries, such as coal. We should campaign to promote alternatives to flying, like trains, for example. Yes, flights are the only feasible way for intercontinental travel, but for journeys of less than 1,000 kilometers, trains are more sustainable.
El modelo actual tiene fecha de caducidad.
Back at Malaga Airport, another flight to London is getting ready to board. British tourist Matthew thinks technology could help further in reducing the environmental burden of budget airlines.
AI-guided planes could be slightly more efficient than being controlled by a human. They could put in the exact amount of fuel, like booking of planes could be a lot more efficient.
Although it's possible that Europeans will cut back their flying to just one foreign holiday a year, he thinks humans can reduce their environmental impact in other ways.
People will always want to go, there will always be a demand. And there's also lots of other stuff that causes climate change, so there'll be people fighting against that as well. So it could get stopped, but lots of other stuff would probably be stopped before right. That happens.
Welcome on board this Ryanair flight. May we have your attention while we point out some of the safety features on this...
There are signs that the era of low-cost flying in Europe has peaked. Several airlines have gone bust over the past year, and others are reported to be struggling due to rising fuel costs and overcapacity. But while the number of planes in the skies may fall a little, the real turbulence for the budget airline sector will come if governments decide that our bargain flying obsession has to end. Nick Martin, DW, Malaga.
Do not inflate your life jacket inside the cabin, as to do so will impede your exit. Further information may be found on the safety card, which is displayed within the area you are seated. Your captain invites you to read this card carefully before departure. Please now ensure that your seatbelt is securely fastened. Tray table is...
DW.